Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast. This is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello everybody.
Now this week we are talking about fear of the unknown and how often we can be fearful of the unknown. When you shared about that this week, I really connected with that and I was thinking about often what stops me doing something new or doing something to a new level better is, I think, the fear of the unknown, thinking that, like, I suppose being their doubt or what will happen if I fail or what happens next. And you started off by sharing in the Heartbeat this week of all of a sudden you had to do 5 days worth of training in a day and a half.
Yep.
Yeah. And in that story and then thinking about being fearful of the unknown, that's what would stop me, thinking I don't know what to do.
Yes. Yeah. I know some people's personalities, they're challenged by things like that and they're not fearful and they go, yes, not me.
Mm.
I'm like, oh my goodness, how am I going to do that? And what if I don't know this? Mm. And what if they want the answer now? And then I put them on hold because you're talking to them on the phone about different research you're doing and then I can't find the answer. And it just makes you go in a spiral down.
You know what that makes me think of? Just came in my head right now. This is very stereotypical, so I'm being stereotypical. But I saw something once that said a lot of women don't apply for jobs because of the fear that they can't do it, right? So that, like, if they look at the job description, they go, oh, but I've never done that before and I couldn't do that. But men will apply for it because they'll be like, oh, yeah, I'll just tell them I can do that. You know what I mean? I mean, it's very stereotypical what I'm saying there, but I think a lot of women would connect with the fear of the unknown, the fear of jumping into something when you don't know what's going to happen.
I think it's only natural for the human being to want to feel safe.
Mm.
And safety can be safe in all aspects of your life. Not that you don't want to sometimes venture out and have a little bit of a challenge, but sometimes it can just be too much or too, you know, over demanding or whatever. And if you're not careful, your mind can go 19 to a dozen and be in another atmosphere when it wasn't even going that way.
Which you described when you're sharing your Heartbeat and I wrote down was the unknown factor, like as if it was in quotation marks. What's the unknown factor? And we can have the unknown factor in lots of things, like you described, medical tests that we've gone for and you put in the unknown factor.
Oh, I've got cancer. Yeah, that's it.
You know, or exams that you're going for, different career moves you're making in your life. And we put the unknown factor in so many areas of our life that it does cause this anxiousness because almost we've done it to ourselves.
Yes. The scripture that came to my mind was an Old Testament scripture, but it's a time when they were fighting, like armies were fighting each other. And God told Joshua, do not fear, I am with you, I'm your God. Now, we're not, of course they're going to be fearful because, you know, they're going to be possibly killed or taken captive and, you know, separated from their family or some murdered or whatever might happen. But when we're fearful of a career move, I'm not going to be murdered. I'm not going to be take captive and never see my family again. It's just something that's new and different. But you can have those type of same fearful moves. But what God told Joshua was do not be afraid. And who is the Lord your God? He is mighty and cares for you and, you know, has the best for you and he will fight the fight for you in the victory. So when I think of fighting the fight for me at work, it's like he will clear my mind. He will help me research the correct way. He will make me write down and learn because there's learning tools. He will be gracious and give me nice say, customers first to do the research so I build up my strength and ability and go, confidence. Oh, I can do yep. this, confidence. Mm-hmm. And God does that.
Mm.
Like the first, I find it amazing, the first interview I had to do, the lady was on the phone and I could hear a baby crying in the background. And I said, oh, I can hear a baby. And she said, yes, the baby's only 4 weeks old. I'm sorry if, you know, they're making a bit of noise, but they're right near me and I need to ask these questions to you. And I was like, oh, I don't mind. I said, I love babies.
Mm.
And afterwards I felt, Lord, you're so gracious. You gave me a mother with a little baby. We sort of connected on that realm first. So even if she had to wait for my answers to the questions she had, this graciousness was already in the atmosphere, in the discussion, and we had a wonderful time. I helped her as much as I could, and she was happy and I was happy, and it was amazing.
So God will provide. And that was something that, well, I wrote down, was that we should remind ourselves of who God is and what God does.
Yes.
And that's what you're saying, Joshua. Like, well, God was saying to Joshua.
Yes.
Like, who am I? Am I not the Lord your God?
Yes.
And so I just wrote down some points, is we should acknowledge who God is.
Yeah.
Just acknowledge him.
Yeah.
And then you shared how, like, Jesus often says, don't worry about what you'll eat, what you'll wear, because God will provide for you, and he always does. And then I've written down just do the right things or do the practical. And I think what you mean by that is, like you're sharing with your job example, of you needed to do the training, you need to do the research, you need to do things that are in front of you, but then the next step is trust God. So it's not that we throw the practical out the window.
No. God would want us to be diligent and work hard and studious and everything else.
Yeah.
But on top of that, what trumps all of that is trusting in God.
Trusting in him. Yeah. Yeah. And then you shared from Philippians 4:6-7, which I love, which is, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, present your request to God, and the God of peace, who transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's one of my favorite scriptures, and I've memorized that one. And I say it over and over because I feel like I need it a lot. But the real point there is then we need to pray and petition.
And thanksgiving.
Yes.
The three.
Yes.
The three go hand in hand.
Mm.
Even if it is the thanksgiving of, thank you, Lord, that I can come to you and pray and petition to you, that you will listen to my prayers.
Mm.
Whatever thanksgiving, we've always got something to thank God about.
Mm. Mm. But going back to him and, really, asking him over and over again, because that's what he wants from us too. And then obviously you shared that beautiful story of, I think it was, is it Gerard Mueller? You said was the name of the, did he write the book of about the orphanage?
It's all
about him.
Yes, it's been written about his whole story, his whole life.
Yeah, so he had how the orphanage.
He was, I think he was 18, 19, 20, and he didn't really know the Lord, and someone invited him to a Bible study, and he got blown away by knowing Jesus Christ and went on from there. And he and his wife ran orphanages in England, and just the faith that he had was amazing.
Just always that God would provide every step. Yep, amazing. All right, so the weekly challenge this week, and I actually did write down those 3 points that you reminded me of. The weekly challenge is to thank God, petition, and to pray.
Yep.
So all 3 things, thank God, petition him, and to pray. And hopefully, well, not hopefully, God will then help with our unknown factor.
He just will.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not a hopeful, it is.
Yeah, and we trust in that. So we pray that you've had a blessed week, that you've enjoyed our chat this week, and we do pray that the unknown, you can take it to God. You can thank him. You can petition him and ask him to come into your situation. And we look forward to chatting with you all next week.
Yeah, have a great week, guys.
Bye.